When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
She once had her own TV show. Duck Dynasty.
Okay. You know who just called me a movie star? Who? As I was going out my gate, I'm at the FedEx man, and I knew he probably had something for us. So I stopped, and I said, "You have something to me?" And he said, "Yeah, it's kind of big." So I said, "Well, I got a big car." So I got out and opened the back end, and it was two of them there, and he said, "I'm so glad you stopped." And I said, "Well, I knew you had packages for me." And he said, "Well, I done told my buddy here that you are a movie star." I said, "No, you got it. I was a reality star several years ago." "Yep, that is correct." And he said, "See, I told him you were a movie star." So he got me in the movies. I don't know. I guess he thinks it. If he wants to, he can go with it.
Yeah, don't tell him different.
That's right. Hey,
you could be in movies.
Yeah. No, Willie can be in movies. I doubt I can.
And Sadie.
And Sadie.
Willie
right.
was in a movie for like 45 seconds one time.
I saw it.
That's what movie was that?
God's Not Dead.
That's okay. Right.
Oh, I didn't see that.
What? Was it one or two? I forgot.
He was in number one.
Yeah.
Wasn't Sadie in that too?
I think so.
Yeah.
I think so.
She wasn't dancing, though.
I was in one movie.
Faith you were in a movie?
Yeah, Faith of Our Fathers.
Oh, that's
it
true.
It was about two young men that wanted to find out about their dads that had got killed in the Vietnam War.
Didn't you work at, like, a gas station in the movie?
Yeah. I was a comic relief.
You were comic relief?
Yeah.
Why didn't anybody tell us that you were in the movies? Well, I didn't know that.
It didn't make any
Did
difference.
Did you know he was in VeggieTales?
Oh, yeah.
I am not surprised at that.
Si had
That's a perfect show for him.
Si had his own, like, what vegetable were you?
I don't know.
He was I think he was a...
Was there a cucumber?
A cucumber, I think.
Yeah, I think that's what it was.
Did you get to pick your...
No, they just...
No, he was Uncle Si, the narrator.
Uncle Si.
Or he might have been a broccoli. I don't know.
Uncle Si.
I don't know what vegetable I was.
But you weren't Bob the Tomato.
No.
Not one Bob the Tomato.
But y'all were both in movies, so you actually are a movie star.
Right. You were okra. You were okra.
Okra, that's
I was
right.
Okra?
Yeah.
He didn't even know.
I didn't even know. I always thought it was a cucumber.
Well, you're all, you know, it's full of seeds, hey. And you're always full of something.
Well, so. Hey, it's the deal, pickle. So, you know, that's what, you know. I am a pickle.
You are a pickle.
Yeah, I am a pickle.
You are you a pickle.
A lot of kids, they say, are pistols. I'm a pickle.
I don't even know what that means.
I don't know.
You got some highlighter in your beard.
It sounds good. Yeah, I guess that's from the methylate. I've got a sore here that won't get well.
I didn't think they even made that stuff anymore.
I don't know what that stuff is.
That's from a long time ago.
It's dark red and burns.
And it burns
when you put it on
it burns.
Cup.
It, back in the day, methylate was used on every ailment.
Oh.
Methylate.
There was only a few things that you had in the medicine cabinet. Methylate was one of them. Vicks Vapor Rub was a cure-all for everything.
Stuff. Didn't you say that your mother used to feed that to you with a spoon?
Oh, yeah.
You ate it.
No. When you had that cold,
you ate it.
Hey, you'd put a teaspoon, you just eat a teaspoon of Vicks Vapor Rub.
Si, it just went all over your lips and your nose, and you punched it.
Oh, no, Mama made us eat a teaspoonful of it.
Well, now I know what's wrong with you.
Well, hey.
And the whole
well, hey, look. Hey, I didn't have a lot of colds when I was young.
You were
full of Vicks.
And it's a great hemorrhoid reliever. Okay.
Oh, God.
Okay, but
I'll
Jason Robinson. No, well, let me just tell you. Hey, you know, Jason's got hemorrhoids bad, and I told him how to fix it. He will not bite, boys. I said, nope. All right.
Vicks Vapor Rub?
Yeah.
Now, that's what you tell your enemies, not your family.
Hey, if it works, use it.
Oh, he did it.
Hey, I used it. Okay, it works. Okay.
Yeah. Well, if I want to get a nice burn, that's what I'll try.
Well, no, it ain't that bad.
Yeah. But that's when you're down to the last
resort.
Well,
that's something. No, when you've got something that is hurting you and you're always complaining about it, and someone comes up and says, hey, I know how to fix that for you if you will use it. And then you tell him, and hey, hard at it? Nope, ain't going to use it. I said, well, hey, then you know what I got to tell you? Then suffer, buddy.
Well, yeah. And I've heard a lot of remedies by the rednecks, and they'll kill you. So I wouldn't listen to all them.
Well, hey, this one works well.
Okay, I would highly recommend do not use Vicks Vapor Rub on hemorrhoids.
I'm telling you.
So if you got something that hurts you really bad, put this on it, and it'll hurt 10 times worse.
Oh, no.
That's what
they are hurting, it'll make it quit hurting. If they're itching, it'll make it quit itching.
Will you quit putting that picture in all our head right
now? Well, hey, I'm just telling you, it works, okay? I have used it, you know.
Well, you've done a lot of things I wouldn't do.
Did you look that up? Do people really do that?
Well, first I Googled this exact term, Vicks Vapor Rub ingested.
Yeah, what did it say? No.
Get poison control help online or call 1-800-222-1222. Is it safe to ingest Vicks Vapor Rub? Never eat or swallow Vicks Vapor Rub.
There you go.
The ingredients are toxic when ingested.
Yeah. Okay.
Well, you should have been dead.
Yeah. Hey. That explains a lot.
Well, let me just tell you. Okay. Hey.
Did Phil have to take it too?
Oh, I guess. I don't know. Hey, bringing that though, when when we was young, they used to have, you had to deworm your kids.
Yeah.
Okay.
They
gave you in pill form. Phil would never take his. He'd always throw it behind something. Mama would find it, and then we'd all have to take the pill again.
And y'all get a whipping.
And I'll get a whooping too.
So y'all got dewormed like a bunch of dogs.
Oh yeah, had to. Because we were running around barefoot at that age,
he couldn't even take a pill. He can't take one now. He just throws the biggest fit ever. But now I see why Alan turned into be Sneaky Snake when he was a little boy. Because he done heard that story about Phil hiding all those pills.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
So Phil won't take pills?
No.
He'd rather have his blood drained.
Hey, there's one bottle of pills by his chair.
He takes one pill.
Omega XL.
Omega XL.
No, two. He takes two. Okay, because he takes aspirin.
Yeah.
Baby aspirin.
Yes. Yeah,
I take that myself.
So when he remembers that.
Doctor's order. Well, hey, I take mine daily.
I know.
Well, I'm glad you're now back into taking your medicine daily.
There was a time. Well, I know. That's what I was told.
Oh, yeah.
I've never been called liar so many times in my whole life until that episode happened.
You're a wonderful human being.
Oh, yeah.
But you're not.
And I didn't know that I was that bad off.
Hey, but you're not a liar about Vicks Vapor Rub soothing hemorrhoids.
Are you serious?
While it cannot cure them, it can provide relief.
Well, I'll tell you what.
You feel like you're going to die before you're relieved.
No. That's not true. Listen, I don't know what they have something that supposedly takes care of it. Don't work.
Vicks Vapor Rub.
Preparation
H or whatever it is that they sell and doctors give it as a prescription. Yeah. No, that's number 10. It don't work. Vicks Vapor Rub, if it's itching, it quits. If it's hurting, it quits. And it does not burn.
That's a lie.
No, it does not.
Well, now, my hemorrhoids do.
Well, if you've got real bad, it may burn. But I'm telling you, hey, if I had hemorrhoids the way Jason Robinson has them, and he's always whining about
how bad they hurt. Well, I wonder what was wrong with him. He's always...
Look, I would try anything. If somebody said, hey... You know, put a poker, iron poker in the fire and heat it and then burn them. I'd try it.
Well, you probably would.
Okay. Well, I would. If it's that much, okay, I will try anything. Before I sit there and be in pain, I'm going to try something that will fix it.
Well, you know what? That's why they say you're crazy.
Let's get off of the medical. It. This is going down
the
wrong road.
Well, you started the hemorrhoids. So
well,
hey,
I couldn't help
that.
It.
This is going down a weird
it
road.
It all started with that yellow stain on Si's beard.
That's about all that. Well, I'm trying to get rid of this.
And it came from the red medicine made the yellow stain.
That's right. The methylate.
Hey, methylate.
Well, we have always.
Now, hey, methylate burns.
Yes, okay. So does Vicks Vapor.
I was raised up when you were. I know about that.
Oh, man.
Move on.
Well, moving on, even though we have a sign that says hemorrhoids are contagious. Well, that's... yeah. I don't even know where to go from here. But I will make a public service announcement.
It will work.
Vicks Vapor Rub, put it on anything.
But just don't congest it. Don't ingest it.
Do not
ingest it. Not congest it.
Or you will end up... Like Si Robertson, I think we have to take a
it'll
break.
Make you a movie. Let's take it'll a break. Make you a movie
take
star.
A break.
Time to take a break.
We got to take a break and call and apologize to Jace. Nah. Martin?
Yeah, buddy.
What's the greatest piece of mail you've ever gotten?
I don't know, man.
You do.
What?
It's a mattress, and it came from Helix.
Is that
not the best thing ever? You open a box, boom, you have a mattress, and you're like, a mattress in the mail? I don't know. And then it's like the most comfortable mattress ever because it was tailor-made for you because you took a two-minute quiz, and it was like, hey, you're exactly what you need. Boom. And you're like, wow, this is the most comfortable thing on earth. Thanks, Helix.
It came
in the mail.
I will have to say, until you get a mattress in the mail, you never realize how tedious going to a mattress store actually is to find the one for you, where you can sit down and in 2 minutes answer all the questions, whether it's for you, you and your wife, your kids, whatever. Fill out the questionnaire and they send you a mattress that's made for you because that's what they do. Helix Sleep is a premium mattress brand that provides tailored mattresses based on your unique sleep preferences. They have 20 unique mattresses, including award-winning Lux Collection and a mattress for, shocker, big and tall sleepers. That's your boy. And even a mattress made just for kids. And now Helix is bringing us their most premium mattresses yet with the new Helix Elite Collection. Every Helix Elite has a built-in cooling cover, thousands of supportive coils, dual cushioning layers, and even lumbar support for a truly elevated sleep experience. So if you want to know which one it is, take the quiz. You can get it done in 2 minutes or less. And then you have a mattress that's built just for you, and it ships straight to your door.
And then you jump on it and just, hey, you're sleeping on a cloud, boys.
You can jump on it. You can lay on it. You can do whatever you want on it because it is that, I mean, it's that well made. And there's no better way to test out a new mattress than by sleeping on it. So 100-night trial to try out your new Helix mattress.
That's right. And if you're not satisfied, which you're not, you're going to be ecstatic about how great it is.
Look. There you go. And we're all unique. We all sleep differently. That's why Helix has several different mattresses to choose from. They have models with memory foam layers, models more responsive foam to cradle your body, enhanced cooling features to keep you from overheating. And if your spine needs a little extra TLC, they got you. It has a hybrid design combining wrapped steel coils in the base and foam layers at the top. So, I mean, I don't know what else you could want in a mattress. Johnny D., he's wrapped up in a pillow in a cloud every
mine
night.
Mine is just a soft, fluffy, beautiful cloud.
There you go.
I should go back home right now.
Moonlight, right?
Moonlight.
There you go. He's chasing the moonlight. Not only is this the best mattress we've ever slept on, but the setup was fast and easy. Helix mattress delivered in a box straight to your door for free. Don't take our word for it. Helix has been awarded the number one mattress pick by Wire Magazine, and it's recommended by multiple leading chiropractors and doctors of sleep medicine as a go-to solution for improving your sleep. Plus, they're American-made and come with a 10 or 15-year warranty, depending on which one you get. Helix is offering 20% off all mattress orders and 2 free pillows for our listeners. Go to helixsleep.com/duck and use code HELIXPARTNER20. This is their best offer yet, and it won't last long with Helix. Better sleep starts now. Go to helixsleep.com/duck and use code HELIXPARTNER20.
I got big news, Martin.
I ain't reading this.
Martin, I have big news.
I know what the news is, and I'm still bitter.
We're not on this.
I know we're not on. Look,
we were not nominated for a Clove Award as expected.
And
Sadie was.
They got one beard on the whole thing.
And I don't. Well, that's good.
I said this to my wife and said we weren't nominated, and she said, "Oh, I listened to three of those."
For real?
And I said, "Do you listen to ours?" And she said, "No."
No. What? Well, good thing we're
but
not.
But she listens
that.
To Sadie.
We are team players at the end of the day, no matter how bad our feelings are hurt. And so we think that you should go vote at klovefanawards.com for Sadie, and whoa, that's good. Then you scroll on to the movie
that's
category.
Right. Then you go and vote.
Film Impact, The Blind is nominated, Martin.
Okay. So I guess technically Cy could win because there was a lot of the movie about Cy and The Blind. So, yeah, be sure to vote for The Blind while you're there as well on klovefanawards.com.
That's it.
You're not on the cover or the back of the thing, Cy, but...
I ain't worried about it.
You were still my favorite part of the movie.
I ain't worried about it.
Okay. If you love Cy Robertson, go vote.
That's it.
Voting ends May 24th at 6 p.m. Central. All you have to do is go to klovefanawards.com to vote for The Blind. And whoa, that's good. That's klovefanawards.com.
Miss Kay, we're so glad you're here. And Martin's at iCast with Godwin in Orlando.
What is iCast? Tell everybody what
fishing.
iCast is.
It's the biggest fishing show like in the world.
iCast?
Yeah, they're selling stuff.
They're where in Florida?
In Orlando.
Orlando.
Oh, Orlando,
right
Florida.
Next to Disney World. So we are missing Godwin and Martin this week. So we missed them. But Miss Kay's here. And Miss Kay, I think everybody's been worried about you lately because you were in the news.
I know. Have they run out of news or what?
I mean, you were...
Hollywood, if I'm the story out there, they're in trouble.
TMZ called your cell phone?
Oh, they did. And they wanted me to do an interview with the insider, but I don't. I never
declined?
Got
he ain't
back
got,
to
so
him.
So here
he
it
ain't
is,
got time
ladies
that.
And gentlemen. Here is the exclusive interview
right.
of Miss K and one...
Bobo.
One Bobo.
Bobo. Hey. Jesse so, James Bobo right. Robertson.
That is his correct name. But, Robertson. This is how it went down.
Here we go.
First, the lighting was low lighting in that living room, as it is when I go to bed. I turned everything, but we leave like one light on, little lamp light, okay? Because in case you had to come in there, you wouldn't fall over.
Or you won't trip over everything.
So Bobo was on his favorite couch. The other two dogs were on their favorite couch.
Freaky and Sneaky.
Yeah, that's wrong. It's Penny and Griffey. Phil
oh,
won't
no,
call them the right
sneaky.
Name. He changed their names.
Oh, that's
well,
freaky
he can
and
call them that, but I'll call them my names that my grandkids picked out.
Okay.
So anyway, I go over there, and I thought I saw his eyes open. But he had a little blanket that was kind of right by him, so I don't know. Maybe I just missed that. And so when I came down to give him a goodnight kiss like I do all my other dogs, it was like seconds. It just went, thump. And then I felt something really hurting, and then I felt something that might be blood coming on down. And so I grabbed a dish towel that was in there, and I put it up, and then I ran the bathroom, and I looked, and I said, oh, my. I look like a clown that something bad's happened to. It's like the bad, evil clown.
I'm sorry.
Robertson empathy.
Well, no, the way she's describing this. Okay.
Okay, so I go in there. So then I think, I'm in trouble. So now I have to go wake up the sleeping giant in the other room. And he has not always responded to things that I do well. But he's really grown in that area. So, but I, and the way you go in, you don't holler, like shake his leg and say, Phil. And he said, what is it? I said, I think I may need to go to the hospital. And he said, what did you have? I know he's thinking she had a heart attack or something.
What did you have?
What time is it?
Yeah, it's 11:45 at night. P.M.
So it's late.
Right. I go to bed late. So he said, what's up? And I said, well, I'll come in the I'm not turning the light on. Come in the bathroom. You'll see what it is. And he come in and said, good grief. What happened? He said, you look like you've been bit by a lion. I said, well, he's our little lion, Bobo. He said, Bobo bit you like that? So I had to explain it. As the blood was coming, I'm just, but I had, we have to know the why before we can get any help. Any help. down there, and you know that. That's the way your family
blame.
Is. Once we've got that done, then we can move on to go to the hospital.
What's blame?
Until then, no, you ain't going nowhere.
So Phil gets dressed as quick as I've ever seen him, and I had my holding up here. So then he wheels in on top of the hill and is getting Phyllis, you know, his long-lost daughter. And I said, Phil, they're asleep, and they lock up like Fort Knox, so I don't think you can even get in there. And so he does the thing anybody would do. He just sits on the horn. Horn.
At midnight.
Yeah, at midnight.
Yeah.
So then he walks to the door looking like, what happened? What happened? Phil said, tell Phyllis to get dressed and be out of here. Right now she's going to the hospital. Bobo bit Miss Kay, and it's pretty bad. So here she comes just.
She's half asleep.
Yeah, she's half asleep. She gets in, and we're going. And then I said, you know, she talked about it, and then we got up there. So we got in there and said, he said, get her back there because she's bleeding to death, I think. And they said, well, first we need to get your card.
Yeah, insurance.
Well, why don't you take her back before she bleeds out on the floor, and she'll tell me where to get a card or something. So he's not, you know, he's kind of losing it with the people there because he doesn't know. And so I just pulled my billfold and I threw it out there and I said, find the card. I got to get help. So they came and got me and I went back there and, you know, I said, okay, I need a pain shot now. And then you fix me. But I'm dying right now. So help me out. So the mercy doctor said, you're not going to die. You're here. You're not going to die. You're going to be all right. And I said, well, I want it clear right now. Bobo did not mean to bite me. He was startled.
That's right. Nobody's going to kill the dog.
Well, you think about it this way. If you woke up and somebody was 3 inches from your face and you didn't know who it was, what are y'all going to do? Well, you know what? You might bite them or y'all might do your fist up and hit them because y'all are men. But all he needed to do was...
And also, Bobo has cataracts, so
he can't
half blind.
Oh. That's true, too.
Bobo's gone blind, too, now.
Oh, yeah. Okay. But look, the funny thing to me was Bobo knew that he had messed up.
Oh, no, yeah.
Because for about a week there, every time I'd walk in the door, I'd look at him, he'd lower his head.
No, yeah.
He was in repentance. He tried to
repent. No, no. Hey, look, 2 weeks after it happens, I come down to their house.
Yeah.
Well, Bobo usually jumps up, he's glad to see me, so... When he come up there, he had this, I know, messed up look on his face, but he was sitting there like, are we okay? And I said, we ain't all right, son. Now you done. And then they, like you talking about, he was so good. He's mad at me.
I mean, he wouldn't even look at me for several days, and he had that head down and everything. So then on about the 5th or 6th day, I went over there, and I was petting him, and I said, you didn't mean to do it. I know you didn't mean to do it, and I forgive you. And he just looked at me like, oh, now it's going to be all right. And from that point on, he was the regular Bobo.
Well, your husband has definitely mellowed out over the years.
Yeah, do you know what statement he made right after he saw me? This is the statement he made. Instead of what idiot would stick their face in a dog's face, he didn't say that. He said, I'm so sorry that you got hurt.
Look at that.
Write it down. That's never in the history of Phil. Yeah. Has that ever happened like that?
Oh, he's definitely mellowed out a lot. Yeah. That's shocking that he said that.
Oh, yeah.
He really said it, and you heard it first by me.
He's a big old teddy bear now.
Well, I wouldn't say that.
No, not quite.
Yeah, but he has. He's more kind-hearted than he would hope people thank him.
Do you want me to tell you the next thing that happened or wait?
No, you might as well. Hey, while you got it going?
Well, let's take a break. And then
we'll take an early break and then the next thing. There's a new thing that happened?
Yeah, there's new. Okay.
Today.
It happened today?
Yeah.
Yeah.
On the way up here.
Oh, no.
No, it didn't.
Oh, well, I thought it happened on the way up here.
Does Phil know about it?
Yeah, but I got to tell it all.
Yeah. Well, okay. She left a note, which is not clear to him.
Oh boy. Oh. We'll take a break.
And they leave notes to each other all the time.
No, okay. I do. He don't write.
Well,
nothing.
Oh well, I thought he wrote your notes back.
Yeah. No.
Get something out of the oven, hurry.
There's the note. Well, we'll take a break and then we'll continue with Miss K's story time right after this.
That's right.
So Miss K has a new story to tell us. Okay, I hadn't heard this one.
No, and you won't like it either.
Uh-oh.
It happened today.
Today.
This morning.
This morning, I was getting his lunch ready at 8 o'clock in the morning because I knew I was going to be here, and so I prefixed his lunch. I cut up a bunch of vegetables, but then a bunch of stuff, some celery went bad, and I put it on my bowl because I have a little compost garden out there, and you just... So I was going to go throw that all away, you know, that stuff. And I don't know why I was in a hurry to do it, but I just did it. So I go out there, and I have, like, shoes on, but they're, like, floppy shoes, you know, they're just floppy shoes. Okay, so I got there, and I wasn't paying any attention to the fact that it had rained last night. I don't know if y'all know that, but it did. Well, so when I went to throw that out to the thing, that stuff didn't just go. I went with it. I hit the whole porch.
You're on the back porch?
Okay, I'm out there, the porch by the country kitchen.
Okay.
Okay, right. And boom. And I found myself just on laying down on that wood thinking that was slick. That's why I fell. That was too slick. Well, I immediately said, I got to assess the damage. So the first thing I thought, what's hurting? Well, it was the right knee. That it looks like you had the worst skin on a, you know how you get those, losing your skin when you had the bike wreck and all that stuff?
Yep.
Okay, well, we got one of those, and it's swelling. Then the left from the knee down is one big growing bruise, and it's, you know, coming up. And then I say, what else hurts? Well, nothing else stood out. So I said, can I get up? I did get up. But I was trying to go in the back door because I said, I ain't doing very good. I've got to get it. Well, I got in the house. And so I said, oh, no, he's going to die. Because he told me, don't go out there if them things are slippery like that. So I get that. I knew that was wrong after it was done. So then I fixed the lunch like I never was hurt and did everything. And then I wrote him a note and it said, okay, this note is going to tell you that you cannot be mad because this lady that did something that wasn't the baddest thing, but it was the medium bad thing, she learned her lesson and she is never, ever going to do this again. So now the contract says, and I made it a line, for you to sign this.
So that you can't get mad.
That you cannot be mad at this lady.
Yeah.
Okay? Mm-hmm. And that was the note. So when I'm driving up here, he calls me. And he said, what did the lady do?
Yeah, what lady?
I said, well, she accidentally fell on the slick wood out there by her little garden. And she just fell. And he said, well, how bad was the lady hurt? I said, well, it's her knee on her right side.
Second person.
And the left side down is just a big bruise, like she was a bruise lady. And he said, well, that's terrible. And I said, oh, I'm waiting for more. And then he said, well, look, about that meat sauce that you just cooked, do you think I should put one spaghetti package or two spaghetti
He immediately
packages?
Went to dinner.
Yeah.
I said, put one in. I said, well, what about what the lady did? And he said, well, I hope that lady learned from it. And that's all I'm going to say about that.
If you didn't have bad luck, you wouldn't have no luck at all. You know it?
And the old Phil would have said, what idiot would come out on this
well,
slick
I tell you,
wood?
Yeah, he's getting mellow in his old age.
Yeah, well, that's a good thing.
Which is a good thing.
He needed to get
mellow. Well, for me it is, because I'm afraid to say that may not be my last accident.
Well, let's hope so.
I think so. Yeah, let's pray that you don't have no more.
I've already got Dan out there power washing that stuff because it takes that slick off of there.
Well, he needs to put down some of that tape that's
Well, Dane put some down, but it didn't last 2 months. So I said, okay, we got to get some more, do something, and so it'll last. So anybody know anything, maybe they can let me know.
I think they make a paint that
it's got grit in it.
Truck bed liner or something like that. But what kind of shoes were you wearing, Kay?
I told you, don't go
with the flip flops anymore.
They were just little floppy slide shoes. Floppy shoes. Yeah.
No, so when you threw, you had a bowl full of
celery. Celery and
old celery.
Old stuff. It was the best.
And you were going to throw the celery onto the compost.
I do it every day.
And when you went
but not on a wet day.
That's right. Don't do it on a wet day. Hmm. On a rainy day, don't go outside.
And now Dan's finding me some shoes. He found them on the internet or somewhere. And he said they're guaranteed you can never slip and fall down.
Well, get some track shoes. Get some track shoes with the
cleats
spikes on them.
So I just go
out. You ain't gonna slip.
If I'd have had my tennis shoes, I wouldn't have slipped. But no, I had.
Get rid of flip flops.
Well, can I wear them when it's not raining? Because I mean,
you can
I don't
do
want
to waste.
Whatever
you want to.
You can't waste good shoes.
Yeah, but you don't need to quit the falling.
Well, I know that now.
Well, you need to do the same thing Si needs to do. You got to slow down.
Which is hard to do.
Slow down.
You know why we do that? We think in our head we're young, don't we, Si?
Well, I'm only 14 inside. Okay. Mentally, probably 6.
I knew that was
okay.
Every time
I'm 50.
Okay, every time we go on a trip, every time we go on a trip, Si looks at his watch, puts his hand back down. 10 minutes later, he looks at his watch. 10 minutes later, he looks at his watch. We're going 5 hours on a 5-hour trip,
One of these. We there yet?
Yep.
We there yet?
He's so there yet? Excited
to
get there.
You sound just like my grandkids.
Yep.
That's the way they did. We there yet?
My partner in crime, his daughter, BK, we're the same way. We're fishing, and he's pulling up to the spot. And me and BK grab a rod and reel.
And they're both standing there with a pole in their hand. I said, if y'all give me 5 minutes, I'll get y'all set up.
Give me a few minutes to get set up on this bunch of fish.
It's called patience.
I know. We're working on
it. Oh, I didn't tell you this. I got to put it in. I said, before you read this note, look up 1 Corinthians 13, 4 through 7, which is the love chapter. Love is not rude.
That's right. It doesn't
love
get angry.
Love is patient.
Yeah, don't get angry.
It never keeps a record of wrongs or how many times I've done this. And I said, you got to read this before you read it.
What's the one he always gives to you? About without complaining?
Yeah.
A nagging way?
No. He says, be hospitable.
Yeah.
Well, I am hospitable.
Without grumbling.
Yeah. Now, that falls short.
Don't say, okay.
That falls short.
Yeah.
We're not all perfect.
No.
Except for Si, I guess.
That's the truth.
He's just telling a lie.
No, I ain't perfect.
He's doing all right.
No. I'm far from it.
I know, but we do have the same problem of thinking we're younger than we are.
Yeah, y'all need to just slow down a little bit.
Slow down a little bit, boy. Take your time.
I'm tired of talking about my injuries now.
Yeah, okay.
What do you want to talk about next? Else. Phil? So Phil's way mellower. Because I'm just going to be honest. I'm still scared of Phil.
Well, he's
way mellower now.
You know why? He looks like Matt Dillon. He's all tired and tall. And he's strong looking, and people are scared of Matt Dillon. They're scared of Phil.
Oh, they better be scared of Matt Dillon. He'll pistol whip you or shoot you. That's it. Hey, he stands for law and order, and he don't play.
Hey, I've just watched 74 episodes, so you don't have to tell me about Matt
Dillon. Well, me and
him
were watching Matt Dillon about the same time all the time.
I guarantee you.
Phil's got a saying now. He said, Stone, I run with the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, and Matt Dillon.
And he said,
I'm right there with him.
He said that in our church one time. Listen, and all the young people said, who is Matt Dillon?
Yeah, who's Matt Dillon? Hey. Yeah.
Look him up.
I know who Matt Dillon is now because me and Si have sat beside
each other. James Arnaz, boys. Hey,
I mean, and you know why he had the longest running show ever? Because he was that good.
Well, no, because you know who got him started?
No.
Duke.
John
Wayne.
Wayne.
How many episodes of Gunsmoke were there?
Oh, no, look. That's one of the greatest shows in the world.
635 episodes.
Oh, yeah. I know. Yeah. It is, and I'm going to watch every one of them. Sure.
You only did 130 episodes of Duck Dynasty.
Well, no, hey, I'm just telling you. Hey, Matt Dillon's the greatest man there is, boys.
There was 500 more episodes of Gunsmoke than Duck Dynasty. Okay.
Right. You know what? How did they have that many writers? Who could write and think
no,
about?
There's a bunch. There's just the list goes forever on the writers.
Good.
Because if you look, you know, Catherine Height is one that wrote it. You know, she writes a bunch of them, but it's a list of mile
long.
It's
a bunch of them. It's a bunch of different. Yeah. If you had to go that long, you had to. Because Duck Dynasty, we were running out of episodes, wasn't we, Si? I mean, what else? I mean,
because I had told them when we started. I said, what are y'all doing? They said, well, we'll do two shows, you know, two plots per episode. And I said, this is going to go run into trouble real quickly. And I said, what are you talking about? I said, you're going to run out of stuff to do. And in the
this is Western Row.
In the last year, we were starting to go back over stuff we had already done.
Hey, the whole deal, the crazy thing is people don't realize Jason Willey came up with 95% of that. And each show represented something that had happened in real life. And then
I was the Joker. Because you never know what I was going to do whenever the camera was
still going on now.
What is that? That's called just life.
Yeah.
Well, no. Reality. No, Jimmy. No, the head cameraman, Jim, said no. Phil asked him one time. Said, Jim, what does the man? A man walks up to a line. It's insanity. You know, a thin line, sane and insane. And he said, and he walks up to it, and he just steps over. And goes to the insanity side. And he said, in the business, in our business, we call that talent.
Yeah.
So where are you at on the insanity line? You're looking at it?
That's the talent. Yeah, that's
the talent, baby.
I don't mind crossing the line.
He doesn't mind.
I done found out. Oh, crazy with me is in because it is a lot of fun.
Yeah. He's a habitual line crosser.
That's right. Hey.
All right, so I have a couple issues I want to bring up.
Issues.
Number one.
Oh, issues.
I know the other two men that sit in this chair. Good friends of mine, by the way. Okay.
But he's got some issues.
Every time I come in here, there's two things right here. And one of them smells really bad.
Right. Uh-oh, yeah.
I'm counting 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
No.
Spit cups.
No. Now that
spit cups.
That's gross.
Yeah, that's gross.
And both of them are guilty. Yeah. As far as I'm concerned.
Yeah, so, and that's godly. And that's where you sit.
This is where one of them sit too.
Okay.
But look, Godwin, Philip, please throw away your trash.
Yeah.
Especially
spit cups.
I bet
terrible.
They do it at home.
Yeah.
I bet they
do. With them wives.
Nope. I've been to both of them's house. Neither one of them
they don't.
Throw away their own trash.
I'm shocked.
Miss Paula Godwin's wife, she throws away. You leave a spit cup on the table for over 30 seconds, gets it, throws it away.
Yeah, it's gone.
But they're nasty. Nasty spit cups are terrible. I used to dip Copenhagen. I dipped it for 20-something years.
You quit cold turkey, though.
I quit cold turkey. I told my wife, I said, I'll never buy another can of that crap for the rest of my life, and I never did. And by the way, you young boys out there, thanks dipping Copenhagen is cool. It ain't worth it.
Yep.
Throw that mess in the trash.
Yeah, if you go look at a spit cup right before you eat lunch, it will save you a lot of calories because you can't even eat.
Yeah.
So, I know. I got somebody that leaves them out, too.
Look at this.
The worst thing that's ever happened to me.
That's ridiculous.
Me and Willie were somewhere together, and I reached for my cup that was water.
Oh no!
Ooh.
It was his cup.
Ooh.
Mm.
Yeah.
Mm.
And it was.
And you drank it.
Whoa!
It got to the lips.
Yep. Ooh.
Yeah. One of the.
I gotta take a second.
Oh.
Yeah, it was nasty.
Oh, that's
no.
Well, yeah, people shouldn't do that.
Check with one of the dashers. Phil let him drink his, and it was bad.
Phil let them
Well, he didn't think they was going to do it. He just thought they was going to get it up to their lips, and that kid just did
it. Oh, it was a kid.
threw up.
Zach Dasher?
Oh, yeah.
That's funny.
That's disgusting. Anyway, I'm going to throw these away and leave them a little note
public
next
service
time.
Announcement.
And the other thing I keep seeing in this area is sweets, Airheads, M&M's.
That JD, I will get. He just cleaned his area up a while ago.
Well, what is this? The candy, the chocolate candy
people
factory?
People send us candy. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. They do? Yeah. They don't send me any candy. Yeah.
If you say whatever you want, yeah. I promise you it will
you
show
will
up
it.
To this office.
It will show up.
Probably within two business days of airing. We get Amazon packages. We get Costco packages.
Yeah,
it's becoming a problem. I've gained weight since this show started. 100%.
Phil likes pecans and peanuts and stuff in his chocolate, so if they send any extra, he'll eat that.
Well, look, I have a request. I mean, that's awesome that people send snacks, but can somebody please send some healthy
snacks?
Healthy snacks.
Not candy and all its other.
Godwin is on a diet, by the way. Yeah. Did y'all know that?
Yeah, I knew about it.
And he's lost almost 20 pounds. So he's doing real good. Yeah. So
you know, Paul is supposed to be on it, and one of Paul's best friends and my best friends, Rhonda Williams, on it. That, and she's lost 28 pounds.
I think that she's lost a lot of weight.
She lost 28
she sure
pounds.
Has. Yeah, I've seen her the other day.
And she cooks all the good food all the time.
Yeah.
That's my problem. Mm-hmm. I got a homemade peach gobbler at my house. Yeah. Fresh peaches, homemade crust.
I walked away from that yesterday.
Uh-oh.
I saw it. It looked really good.
No, I didn't make it till this morning. You saw something else.
No, that was the peach dumplings.
Yeah. Peach dumplings?
Ooh. Oh, they look delicious.
Peach dumplings.
Yeah.
It's a good thing I didn't know that the other day.
Speaking of cooking, you know, Miss Kay makes the best biscuits known
to
man.
You.
And
thank you.
And there's one other person who can make those biscuits to her level.
And she is the one that taught this young lady
make
them.
That's
BK?
Right. Yep, bullfrog. She can make.
I mean, she can hunt, she can fish, and she can bake. How do you get better than that? Phil said the men are going to fight over her, the boys.
Yeah.
He said that she will be so unique that she
and
will
And I done
have
told
a
him he don't have to worry about her.
No.
Because she knows how to use a gun, so if they get out of hand, she'll plop a cap on
them. She's very proficient.
Okay.
Well, I hope
you don't want to play with BK, okay, because BK ain't going to play.
And what's amazing is she's little. Littler. She's like Jess's son.
Dynamite,
River.
Dynamite comes in small packages.
That's right.
Isn't it true?
That's right. But those biscuits are incredible.
And that, not only that, she makes a bad sour cream cake.
And who taught her that?
You, young lady, right
over. How old is Bullfrog?
Yeah, Phil.
13.
Phil told me to invite her down because he ran out. I quit cooking for just a week for desserts. He said, "When's BK coming?" I said, "I don't know. You want to invite her down?" He said, "Yeah, get her down here tomorrow, please, and ask her when she comes. And do you have the ingredients for that sour cream pan?"
Yeah.
I said, "Yeah, I do." And he said, "Well, get her tomorrow and let's get."
No, I just had dinner with Stone and them the other night, Sunday. When I come home, Christine said, "Where's the cake?" And I said, "What do you mean?" He said, "I thought BK would cook you a cake." And I said, "Well, she didn't cook me one this time, babe." She's You know, that's all I was waiting for you to get home. I thought you'd have a cake with you. I said, "Well, I'll have to tell
her." I told Phil, quit acting like you're so glad to see her and not all the grandchildren. And he said, "Well, she makes the cakes."
That's right. Yeah, she
and
makes
the biscuits.
She makes cakes for crying out loud. Or bakes biscuits.
And it's, I'm glad that we're passing that along the line.
Oh, no.
Because nobody else is taking the bull by the horns.
Well, y'all didn't know when I tried to teach Willie how to make, he had to say, "I'm going to learn how to make your pie crust. Because you're going to be gone one day, and we ain't going to have anybody make a pie crust."
Right.
You know why he couldn't make the pie crust? Oh, I said, "Now, when you do this, you roll it onto the roller, you know, because you got to do that to put it in thing." But I said, "You have to be so gentle. You know how to be gentle?"
He's not very gentle.
He's not gentle at all. He don't even know what it means. Big old fat meaty hands and he burned the whole thing.
That's the fat CEO voice.
I worked so hard teaching him how to do that, and he burned it. Threw it down. I can't do that.
Those big old fat meaty willy hands.
Yeah.
He's a mess in the kitchen, though.
He's a goulash man.
Goulash.
I'm talking about, he throws everything in the kitchen sink in and then just, okay.
Well, that's what Phil would tell me if he's cooking for us. He said, now look, whatever you cook, start at cooking it and don't add anything extra. Just cook it like the recipe says and stop.
Oh. Phil says he cooks for gullion.
Slumgullion.
I don't even know what that means, but I like it.
It's an overseas word.
It means put everything in one pot. Si called it goulash.
Whatever will go in the pot.
Have you ever been at Willie's house when he gets done cooking? Oh, it's like a...
Oh, no. It looked like a everywhere. Bomb. Yeah, it looked like a bomb went off.
Well, he does wash dishes.
Yeah, he does wash dishes.
I've seen him.
But he doesn't do it until it's done.
That's right.
He cooks everything, gets it done, and then it's like, whoa.
Oh, no. See, I'm used to... My father used to cook, especially when he fell off an oil rig, broke his back. It took him 3 months to heal, okay? So while while he was home, okay? You know, he baked pies, he baked cakes, he baked, you know.
So that's where Phil gets it from.
Oh, no, we ate like kings. I'm serious. Dad, you know, he cooked.
Yeah, if you're on a sweet diet.
But he's a mad scientist in the kitchen.
Yeah, but he made only sweets. He didn't make any regular food.
Well, I'm just saying, hey, he cooked some good sweets, though.
Well, hey, we got some emails to get through. Miss Kay, people need life advice from you. And there's a couple people that need some recipes. And things of that nature. Ms. So we'll get into that. Get into the old hello at Duck Call Room mailbox right after this break.
All right.
All right. So we're in the hello at Duck Call Room email box. Si, you've never sent me an email.
I don't do my emails.
You don't do emails?
No.
I wish you'd
send me
one.
I don't do nothing with one of them stupid things.
Well, you know,
I am computer illiterate.
You know, okay, so here's a fun email, actually. Yeah. You know whenever you said, Alexa, play the Duck Call Room, and it called you Uncle C?
Yeah.
Well, some old boy was listening, Palmer. He was listening to the podcast. Well, he's yelling at Alexa. Well, the Alexa in his house starts going off at midnight or at 11 and woke up his whole family because she kept playing the Duck Call Room podcast. All right, so Coleman from Perlin, Texas, he said, not close enough to where the tiger had escaped recently, so he's safe from the tiger.
Ooh, okay.
But we do love big cats in this room.
Oh, yeah.
He has a question for the show. What is the best way to cook and eat duck? I feel like this over here.
We will turn that over.
I feel like you got the perfect two combo over there.
Chef Stone.
Well, I'll let Miss
Chef Miss K.
I'll let Miss K answer.
Well, he's going to help me on one of them. Yeah. But now for years, you know, we've always made duck and dressing at Thanksgiving.
My favorite.
Because the duck, which I don't care about eating that duck. I like the dressing and that duck. But it's so much richer broth than just regular chicken broth and all. So it makes delicious.
Yes.
And it makes a better dressing.
Duck and dressing. That's exactly
correct.
It makes
a better dressing, but the duck itself in the dressing is not that tasty.
No. But here's a tasty way. What did we call it? That fried duck that we learned how to make?
Oh, we just called them chicken fried duck fingers.
Yeah,
that's
duck
what
fingers.
It is. Now that, I could eat those and gain 10 pounds because they're so good.
They're delicious.
Good.
That's why I said
it over to Chef Stone.
Okay, so there's two ways to make a duck. Edible. They're all edible. Some people like that strong flavor, but I myself, I don't like it that much.
Nope.
And 90% of other humans do not like that.
Nope.
So what we do with the duck, now wood duck and green winged teal are the two best tasting, the mildest tasting ducks.
Yep.
Other than tame ducks.
Yeah, they're top.
So we take our duck breasts. I take our duck breasts, cut them out, cut them up into... I'm sorry. The first thing I do is tenderize them with a little samurai tenderizer with the little knives in it.
With 40 knives. So all turned out
both sides,
ways.
I tenderize them till they're almost flat. They almost look like hamburger meat. Then I soak them in salt water overnight. And once that's done, I'd take them out, cut them into strips, long strips, put them in buttermilk, and soak them overnight again. And that way, all of that wild gamey flavor is
gone.
I don't care what kind of duck it is.
Yeah, you
can put
That's
a
right.
You can do this to a hooded merganser.
You can fool anybody. They think that is beef or something. They do not think it's duck.
They thought
you think,
it was
you'll think it's
hamburger
filet mignon. You really do.
Well, I don't know about that, but
no, it's close.
It's good. Not get carried
it's
away.
Close.
So anyway, so we take that. I take them out, drain them, and get them in. I make a little egg wash, and they already have buttermilk on them. So I drop them in the egg wash. Fry them with flour. You go egg wash into the flour, into the hot grease. Fry them good and crispy. Take them out. Put whatever seasoning you like as soon as they get out of the grease, and they are incredible. They're delicious.
They really are.
They taste like little chicken fried
Ever since
steaks.
Since I had those, that's all I want to eat with ducks all the time.
Or you could do the same thing. You do them in a brine, except don't tenderize them in much. Do them in a brine with a whole breast. And then butterfly stuff it, cream cheese, jalapeno, wrap it in bacon.
Yeah, no, that's good.
And grill it.
That
grill
is
it.
Good.
That's also good.
I like. And then before you take it off, you can either use honey, mayhaw jelly, and put a little sweet stuff on it
that's
right
it.
Before
little
you
glaze,
take it off.
Little glaze right
I
over
would
here.
Go for the honey.
But
we
literally eat duck every day for
in
about 75 days in a row.
Yep.
That's right.
So.
Saves the money on groceries, which I don't. I mean, I can buy my groceries, but I just love that. Right. I love it.
She said it saves money on groceries. I can buy whatever groceries.
Oh, it's fine tableware.
It don't save money on peanut oil, though.
Oh, no, it doesn't.
Yeah. And that's as high as a cat's back.
But
no. All right. Next question is from Walker. And Walker, Walker just moved to North Idaho. Size about to hurt your feelings, Walker. He wants to know if he could get Cy's sweet tea recipe.
Yeah, because I don't drink sweet tea. Bow. Unsweet. Okay.
The whole world has thought you drink sweet tea.
I know it.
For a decade. They're like, man, drink something. Well, you would weigh 500 pounds.
Well, not only that. Look, the
he
last
would
thing,
never
the
gain
last
weight.
Thing
he never
I
did.
Is to be high on sugar. Okay. Awesome. I'm crazy enough, just like I am. If I was on sugar and drank 2 gallons of sugar sweet tea.
Is that how much you drink? 2 gallons?
Oh, yeah. I drink
two gallons a day.
Good. Great.
That's why it has to be.
Hey, that's why I'm like a fine-tuned race car. After about 50
You're
miles.
Wearing out your bladder.
I got to slide in for a pit stop, boys, and it ain't for gas either.
And I know, y'all had all kind of problems last year. Because I knew y'all took Phyllis duck hunting, and I said, Phil, after y'all drink all that coffee and drink, what are you going to do? Now you got a lady with you. He said, she's a nurse. But I guess everybody goes to the back of the blind, I guess, right?
That's it. Yep. Oh, yeah. Yep. Well, everybody except Phil.
Oh, please.
Oh, boy. That's a wow. We got to keep going before that. All right. Last email. This man needs life advice, and this one's actually super interesting to me. His name's Tim. I don't know where he's from, but he was invited to fish in a bass tournament. Was raised to believe gambling is a sin and was wondering what y'all's take on that would be. I'm not greedy, just want to go have fun, but have had church members say bass tournaments are the same as gambling and it's a sin. Thanks and God bless.
Phil Robertson said it's not in the Bible, and he's read it from one end to the other where it says that gambling is a sin. It's not in there.
No, it's not in there. Okay.
The poker man himself.
Well, no. Well, no. Let me tell you. Here's the whole thing about it, okay? Anything you overindulge yourself
moderation.
Yeah. Okay?
Yeah.
If you slide your feet under a table and make a pig of yourself, you've sinned. Because you overindulge, for crying out loud.
Well, do you want
do
us
everything
all to
in moderation is what the good book
discipline.
Says.
Discipline. Discipline.
You know, you got to discipline, okay? But, they gamble for the Lord's cloak. Okay, for crying out loud.
I don't know what he's talking about.
No, they gamble. The
Well, those were bad
centurions.
People.
Well, no, I'm just saying.
Yeah.
Well, I'm just saying.
Those are the people we're trying not to be like.
Well, hey, it throws a bad light on gambling, but I'm just saying, hey.
Well, you know, Jace's line is, if you're good, it ain't gambling.
Oh, boy. Well, Cy ain't good, so.
Well, hey. After listening to a two-hour debate on Jason.
I do it for entertainment.
Well, he needs to tell those people at his church.
And for fellowship.
Stick to the
gospel. Here's what you do. No. Do not let. Now, this is really true. I know you know it, and Jason knows it. If whoever's gambling with y'all on those nights, if they're not taking care of their family, they're not paying their bills, they cannot gamble with them.
100%.
They have to have whatever y'all start out with. Yeah. Mm-hmm. They have to have that would not hurt any way of their living.
Well, no. Anytime you overdo it, okay, like she's saying, Kay's saying, if you're taking,
food from
your children, gambling, then, hey, you've sinned.
Yeah. That's right.
It's that simple.
And that same thing, talking about that bass tournament. Yeah. If you can't afford to enter a bass tournament, you don't need to fish the bass tournament. But if you can, there is absolutely nothing wrong
with
fishing
you,
a bass tournament. Hey, crying out loud.
Look, because I'll tell you this about fishing, okay? A lot of the Lord's disciples that he chose, his apostles,
were fishermen
for crying out loud.
Yep.
Okay? Well, and look, that's one of the things that Jace loves about it, and I do too. There's going to be fish fries in heaven. Because the first thing Jesus did when after he rose from the dead.
Cooked fish.
I'm hungry. Let's eat.
And he cooked
some fried fish.
You think they fried it? Or?
Oh, they may have just put it on a stick. All I know is it's fish fry.
My only point on the gambling thing would be whatever you're spending on a bass tournament is probably cheaper than going to the movies.
Well, yeah.
So, yeah. Go fish in a bass tournament.
Yeah,
it's where you're spending your money.
Unless you're going pro. And then you're talking about it's going to run into pretty serious money.
Serious money, but hopefully you make some pretty serious
money. That's right. Yeah. Pretty serious money. If you're good, you make money.
Yeah, so go fish in a bass tournament, son. Right.
Don't think twice
about it.
Thank you.
Oh, I too.
All right. Well, that is pretty much it for this week. Miss Kay, thank you for being here. We appreciate you.
You mean it's time to be over?
Be more careful. It's over.
We're done.
When you're having fun, it goes by fast.
I know. It goes by faster than anything I do, and I like it, and it's fun.
And I'll set JD up for the
paint.
Oh, no, not for the paint. For the
Bible verse?
Yeah, Bible verse. Okay. There's three. Faith, hope, and love. And what is the greatest? Love.
Yeah.
So where are we at, JD? 1 Corinthians somewhere.
Oh, 1 Corinthians. I was going with a different one.
Well, go with a different
1 Corinthians. Then. I was going to do the one in Miss K's contract.
Well, that'll work.
But I'm going to skip to what you said. 1 Corinthians 13:13. And now these three remain, faith, hope, and love. But the greatest of these is love.
And the greatest, why it's the greatest? It keeps no records. It doesn't never fail. Yeah. And everything about it is
And you know what?
Good.
The Robertson, since I've been with Phil, they're all crazy and all that. And then Jay's in our family and he's a little crazy. But you know what? We all love each other. Jay, have we had any blow-ups?
Not one.
No, sir.
No blow-ups
in our families like
and
that.
And this is people that lived together for 5 years, for crying out loud. Duck Dynasty.
That's
a good testimony for a bunch. We still enjoy each other's company.
All our married life, I don't ever remember having a big squabble with the family. I mean, you disagree, you don't have the same ideas and all that, but it never goes to these families that don't speak.
Yeah,
nobody's ever got where they won't speak to.
The only time it got really emotional. Is that the domino game?
Oh, boy.
Okay. Well, I wouldn't know about that.
We are very competitive.
Oh, yeah, you are.
Nobody got mad.
But everybody got strapped, though.